Hello, my name is Martin Dance, and this is the Tenerife Vibe. Good afternoon, Bill. So, what have you been up to this week?
Pruning, doing some weeding, generally just living, really.
Yeah, good. I'm glad to hear the pruning's going well. I presume that's for the vines.
Yeah, so we're picking the extra buds now so that we get down to two buds on the vines. So Paul's been out and doing that.
Is there a specific reason for that?
Yeah, because otherwise you end up with like a big bush, apparently.
Oh, right.
And you don't get so many grapes.
So the energy goes into growing the structure and not the grape.
Exactly. So it goes into kind of like growing all the canes.
Yeah.
And you don't want too many.
Yeah.
So Paul's been bud thinning this week and finishing today.
Yeah.
And then it's really catching up with Easter.
Coming up.
Lots of band work and lots of things going on in Puerto for the Easter period.
Fair enough. Did you know there was a big procession in Adeque? It's the Passion of Christ. There's somebody dressed up as Jesus, obviously, and he's carrying the cross. And that's one of the biggest processions on Tenerife.
Oh, wow.
I've not actually seen that one, but I was planning to make some effort to try and get there this year. So as at the time of recording, we're on the Monday before Easter. So there's quite a lot going on in terms of fiestas and processions. There's one in Ecod last night.
Oh, right.
And there's one in Garrett Chico last night. And it, like Palm Sunday started yesterday. And obviously that kind of leads you into the rest of the week.
They always seem to make such a great effort with all of these things. All of the silver and the gold comes out on the trolleys out of the churches, and all the good and the great come out and really put a great effort into this. And it can be really great to see it.
Yeah. I think it's really important to the Canarians to sort of celebrate this time of year, really.
Yeah, it is. And they don't need an excuse to do any kind of celebration here.
No.
You know, I think if the sun shines, it's a celebration in Tenerife.
Yeah, well, certainly if it snows.
Oh, well, we had snow on Teide.
We did.
This last few weeks, last few days.
Yeah.
And that's great to see as well.
Yeah, well, we certainly need the water, that's for sure.
Well, apparently we had more rainfall in the last few days than we have in a whole season.
Wow.
So, you know, that's good for us.
Yeah.
We do like a bit of rain. Might not be good for tourists, but we do like a bit of rain as people live in here, because it certainly helps water the garden.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. So I think the topic for this week is welcome to Tenerife. Just to give you a bit of background, Tenerife is like the largest of the Canarian Islands. It sits 200 miles off the coast of Africa. There's 1 million people that live here. There's also 5 million visitors annually.
Wow. That's a lot of people coming on planes and ships.
That's almost the population of Birmingham. Heaven forbid they all come at the same time.
Or from Birmingham all at the same time.
Indeed.
Nothing against anyone from Birmingham, by the way.
No.
Why come? The sun, sea and sand, really, I guess. And culture, the food.
Yeah.
There's lots of reasons to come for a holiday here. Perhaps even more reasons to come and actually live here, like we've done.
Yeah, well, it's much warmer for longer.
Mm.
So the summers tend to be a bit hotter. So 35 degrees for more continuous sort of time. It's pretty grim last year.
Yeah.
It's too hot. But generally 5 to 10 degrees warmer than the UK, if you kind of measure it against something.
Yeah, it is. And I think also the sun, the actual brightness.
Yeah.
You know, in the UK, lived there most of my life. And, you know, very nice. Don't want to put the UK down, but the weather's not brilliant. And you end up with grey skies for a lot of the year. Whereas here, it's blue skies for most of the year.
Blue skies, sunny beaches, volcanic landscapes, and a pretty vibrant nightlife.
Yeah.
So that goes from Playas de las Americas to Puerto de la Cruz to Santa Cruz. Yeah, all over the island you can do something.
Yeah, and it's also the food as well. You know, culturally, the Canarian food is quite nice.
Yeah.
You know, just watch out if you don't like rabbit or goat.
Or meat.
But no, I mean, they've got a good vegetarian selection as well here now. I think the Canarians and the Spanish in general are waking up to the fact that every family has a vegetarian. And it's good, you know.
Yeah.
It's what someone wants, if you're a vegetarian, you come out here, you don't want to have to eat fish or meat. You want to have a good choice of a vegetarian meal rather than just egg and chips.
Egg and chips is nice, but you don't want it every day.
No, exactly. And also, you know, if you're coming out here, try and find one of the little places that just opens up as a pop-up. They're Guinchinchis, and they have normally two or three dishes, and then they have to serve wine in the restaurant. That's part of the license that they have. And when the wine runs out, that's it. They close down for the year. But if you find a good one, you know, the food is absolutely excellent in a lot of these places. Nearly always off the beaten track. So you have to really kind of like try and find them. But they're yeah. really good.
I do like the Wichinches. And there are a few really good ones in Icod de Las Vinos. One of my favourite ones is the Miradero.
Yeah.
So if you go up Yanita Pereira that way, they grow their own grapes to make the wine. Food selection is pretty good as well.
There's another one called the Seven Islands outside of Icod.
Yeah.
And they have like little huts that you can go and sit in and eat your dinner, and fantastic steaks, you know, absolutely fantastic steaks. Not cheap, but again, you know, a nice steak dinner, probably looking at 30, 35 euros a person. Very nice restaurant though, well recommended. So yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of reasons for coming here. You know, the weather is one, the food is another.
Yeah.
The beaches, you know, we've got some of really, really nice beaches. Some of them are black sand, and that shouldn't really put you off. It's just volcanic sand rather than Sahara sand. But they're really nice. I mean, there's some beaches with good water sports as well.
So yeah.
You can go waterboarding, you can go surfing, you can do all sorts of things out there.
Kite boarding is a good one.
Yeah, I've never done that.
It's interesting to look at.
Yeah.
Because some of these guys can be 30 metres in the air on some of the coastal winds.
Wow.
Before they drop back down onto a wave and they just carry on catching the wind to start with.
Yeah.
And then riding the wave.
Right.
And to look at it is absolutely phenomenal.
And it's good. Some friends of ours came over from the US a couple of months ago now, and they went diving.
Yeah. Scuba diving.
Scuba diving, yeah. Organised tour.
Yeah.
They provide all the tanks and demand valves and everything that you need.
Presume they were qualified to dive already.
Yes, I wouldn't come out and then think you're going to get qualified in a week and then go dive into 30 metres. No, you've really got to do it back home.
Yeah.
Get your qualification and then come out and enjoy diving. So get your experience level up a little bit in the cold UK waters and then come out here and have some diving fun.
Do you know if there's any offshore wrecks that you can sort of explore?
I think our friends went down and they dived a wreck.
There's certainly enough on-land wrecks in terms of buildings to sort of explore.
Well, yeah, that's another thing with the Canary Islands. But, you know, our friends went down and I think it was a 1940s ship of some kind.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there are some wrecks to dive. There's some coral reefs as well to dive here.
Nice.
So, yeah, it was really good. Really nice.
Yeah. I mean, you can also go sea fishing if you're kind of into that.
Oh, yeah. You've done that, haven't you?
Done it a few times now. And there's like little skipjacks. We've caught a few of those and they're about 5 to 6 kilos. In fact, my first experience of fishing on the Happy Hooker, that was my experience. We caught 30 skipjacks.
Wow.
Within the space of an hour. And my God, my arms were hurting.
That's a lot. That.
I pulled in about 5. And after 3, I just said, I don't want any more.
Yeah.
But they just kept on coming. So, you know, what do you do?
But it's good though, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
It's a nice excursion, a nice day out if you want to do that.
Exactly. It's completely exhausting. You can do a morning or afternoon session, or you can do an all-day session, you know, for obviously a bit more money. But see, for me, it's easier to park in the marina area. If we leave here at 7:30 and get there for 8:30, the car park's empty, so it makes sense for me to go early.
And this is in the south, is it?
Puerto Colón.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's quite good.
And the other thing people come for is cycling, you know?
Yeah.
People like the altitude because you can go from kind of sea level up to 1,000 metres in no time at all. And people use it, a lot of the professional cyclists use it as a kind of a training ground.
Exactly.
But even if you're not a professional cyclist, you just want to come and cycle, there's some great road cycling and there's also some great off-road cycling as well. So you take your mountain bike and you can go for all sorts of trails
exactly
in the national forest, and that can be really good as well.
Exactly. That's what really got us here the first time.
Mm.
We were cycling a lot in the UK, and we thought, oh, let's go get a bit of winter sun and do a bit of cycling in Tenerife, because I've heard all about it. I didn't really realise how difficult it was, and then took it from there, really. So that was our first week. Our second week, but could only do it once because we were recovering from flu. And then Marina said, oh, do you want to go looking at houses and stuff? And I said, no. So we went looking for houses.
Yeah, that's always the way.
Yeah. And that's what really got us. That's what really got us here, really.
Yeah.
Because we were too ill to cycle, we went looking at houses. So,
wow.
That got us here. So, but there's a lot of pro teams, like you said. I think I saw Astana a few years ago. Team Ineos, repeat offenders. although they sort of tend to go to South America these days.
Oh, right.
But there's loads of teams. Laura Park have got their own sort of non-professional team.
Right.
They're all in the same colour jerseys and stuff.
Wow. You know, if you come here as well, you've got to watch out for cyclists as well. If you're driving up into the national park, sometimes you can get cyclists. So do give them a bit of room. The law here is you have to, if you can, move right out onto the other side of the road and then back in again. So you have to really kind of be careful. But, you know,
better be cautious.
Yeah, for the most part, everyone just wants to have a good time. So most people are just courteous of each other, which is great. Yeah.
Of all the places I've been on holiday, it's a very relaxed culture here. Everyone's like, if it doesn't happen today, it'll happen tomorrow.
Yeah.
And if it's not tomorrow, it'll be the day after. So sometimes it's just too hot to think about it too much. So you just got to chill out and go with the flow.
And I think that's the Canarian way of life, isn't it? Manana, manana. If it happens, it happens. And if it doesn't, well, it'll happen at some stage in the future.
Exactly, yeah. Which can be frustrating, but
yeah,
just got to get used to it.
It can take the Brits a bit of time to get used to that. Certainly if you live in here and you're having some work done or you want to get something done, it can be a bit frustrating. But that's part of the joys of living here. That's part of the fun of actually being here all the time.
Definitely, yeah.
But
everything happens at a much slower pace.
Yeah, everything does. Everything is much slower. But they seem to be happy with it. They seem to be a really happy people here. I don't think you'll find a bad-tempered Canarian too often.
Exactly, yeah. So one of the other things, one of the other reasons to come here would be in like February, when all the carnival season starts. So we get 2 weeks of party action, and there's lots of fiestas in Santa Cruz, Puerto de la Cruz, Eco de los Vinos, across the whole north coast.
Mm.
It's like fiesta, you know, solid 2 weeks. So that's pretty good.
And it's funny, isn't it? You know, all of the young men all dress as women.
Oh, it's bonkers.
It is. It's absolutely crazy. And you know, one time of the year to come is that fiesta time, because it's just so vibrant. You know, they have a high-heeled race where all the men dress up and have high heels.
Yeah.
And there's a stipulation on how high the heels have to be.
Well, there's different categories of race in the same event. So you can have like the platform shoes, which are 7 inches tall, and you've got to run on those.
Wow.
That's for the speed event. You can go for best costume, and you can just doodle through that.
Yeah.
And that's a different thing. Then there's different team events. You can go as a team. So you can go as all in the same costume, like Mario Brothers or whatever, or I think there was a Marvel team last year.
Mm.
But they don't care about being politically correct. So if you see something a bit weird or a bit odd, it's expected.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's expected of the crowd as well to get a little bit dressed up.
Exactly.
Put your glad rags on and have some fun.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's good.
We went to the one in Puerto this year, and certainly it was... it was vibrant. It was fun. It was a great evening out.
Did you get to see the winner for best costume this year?
No, I don't think we actually didn't see that. Who won it?
I don't know this year, but last year there was a guy in he was dressed as a jewellery box with jewellery draped around him. He's like stood in the middle of the box.
Oh, I saw that one.
And he was the ballerina in the middle going round. Yeah, when you open a jewellery box, there's a ballerina that goes round in the middle.
Yes.
Sometimes. Well, he was a ballerina in the middle of his own jewellery box that he was carrying.
I mean, it shows you how much effort they put into making these things. Because that one we did see, and it must have taken hours and hours and hours of time and effort to actually make that thing. It's not something you just go down to the shops and buy as a costume. No. You actually expected to make it.
quite a good level of detail, was I think, in that.
Oh, phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah, very good.
Yeah, I mean, I would certainly recommend coming to Tenerife as one of the Canary Islands. There's obviously other choices, but, you know, I think we're a little bit biased with Tenerife in that we like it. Bit off the beaten track.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't recommend going to some of the bigger hotels or bigger places, but more kind of more like Icod or Puerto, where you're going to get a bit more kind of authentic culture. You're going to see a little bit more of the people.
Yeah, definitely.
And immerse yourself in it. You know, come here, have a walk around the towns.
Yeah. Yeah, get involved in it. If you see a fiesta, if you can, join in.
Yeah. And just enjoy. Enjoy being here.
Curiously, have you been to any of the other Canary Islands?
Yeah, I've been to La Palma. That was nice.
Was that recently, after the volcano?
No, this was a while ago. This was about 10 years ago.
Okay.
Hired a little cottage and just relaxed for a week, but did a little drive around La Palma. Quite a small island, not much kind of there, but nice beaches, nice restaurants, nice culture, nice people. Mm. Been to La Gomera. Yeah. That was only a day trip, as we mentioned on the last podcast.
Yeah.
Been to Gran Canaria. That was nice. But I've only ever really been to the north part of that, the port area. But again, a nice island. And I've been to Fuerteventura. That was nice. Again, a little bit different to Tenerife in that it's quite flat. That and Lanzarote, they're both quite flat. One thing they do have in common with Tenerife is that they make fantastic wine.
Yeah, yeah.
There's really good vineyards there, and I think it's Lanzarote that they put their vines, they bury them in like a little sand pit so the wind doesn't take the grapes away.
I was going to say, actually, the difference between Lanzarote and here is Lanzarote and Fuerteventura are a lot windier.
Yes.
And they're a little bit dusty because you're a lot closer to the Sahara Desert.
Yes, yes.
So you get covered any sort of wind change where the clima is coming in off the Sahara and you get an instant covering of dust.
Mm. I mean, they're all nice islands. The one I've not been to is El Hierro, so the iron in English. It's the smallest one of the islands. They say it's very beautiful and a really nice island to go to. So maybe that's on the bucket list. You can get a ferry there. You can fly there if you want to from Tenerife North Airport. Mm. Binter Airways go there.
From Tenerife?
From Tenerife, Tenerife North Airport to El Hierro.
What's that, a 30-minute flight?
Oh, yeah, you go up.
Does it even land? Do you have to jump out of get a parachute?
I think so, yeah. It's like 30 minutes up and then you're there, a packet of peanuts, tea and biscuits, and then you're but it's something that you can do easily from the North Airport.
Right.
I think you've just got to watch when you get to any of these islands that you've got a little bit of transport on the other side, so maybe think about hiring a car wherever you're going, otherwise you'll just get to see the airport on the other island. I mean, there are buses. There's buses on every island.
Yeah.
So you can think about a bus as well and get a pass.
Well, if you land in Tenerife, you could do day trips to any of the other islands.
Yes.
Probably more like La Gomera because it is only an hour away.
Yes.
And then you can get buses around La Gomera.
Yeah, yeah. And I think some of the ferries go into Lanzarote and Fuerteventura. You have to change in Gran Canaria. So maybe the ferry is not great for those two outer islands, but certainly flying, maybe you have a week here and a week somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good chat, actually. Yeah. Explore a bit more of the Canaries.
Yeah.
I think gone are the days where you just buy a package holiday and you're kind of fixed in your hotel.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be stuck in a hotel on an all-inclusive because I think you miss out on some of the culture. You miss out on the food. That some of the local restaurants can give you.
Yeah,
And it's well worth trying that.
Yeah. To conclude, I think we both think that Tenerife is a pretty good place to be. It's pretty interesting. The culture's pretty good. The weather is amazing most of the time. We get 300 days of year of sun.
What more can you ask for?
Can't really ask for more than that. You need a little bit of rain. Otherwise, you just nothing. Everything's going to die.
Yeah. No, it is a great place to be. It's a great place to live and a great place to visit as well.
Yeah. So thanks for listening and I hope you enjoy it. So, all right, take it easy and I'll speak to you next time.
Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye.